Hello, Colin. Nice to see you.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah.
A bit of a wet and soggy one, but
It's okay. I don't mind wet and soggy.
it beats snow.
Yeah,
Nice.
it's like an English summer day, you know?
Well, autumn day, perhaps.
Yeah. Let me just close my door so the cat doesn't come in. Hold on a second. Yeah, that's good. There's a door. Good. Good, good, good. Yeah. Okay. There we go. Morning, Marianne.
Morning.
And Jeannie, hi.
Morning.
Jetta, hi. Irene. And Yvonne is there, I think. She's coming in. I saw her just a moment ago. There she is. Hi. 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 Yeah, it's been interesting times. I've met more people. Turn my phone off when I think about it.
I know.
Good morning. Morning, Shelley.
Good morning, Georgina.
Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Georgina.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. This is great. Interesting times. Okay. Let's just wait a few minutes. Oh, Laurie's coming in and Shan. Good. Morning, Laurie. There she is. Shan's coming in. Hey, Shan, hi.
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 How are you?
I'm okay. Having some health issues, but like, you know, everybody else in the world right now, thank God it's not COVID.
Yeah. But, yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
Did you have a nice Christmas break with family and friends?
I had, yeah, it was quiet because, you know, we didn't have gatherings of 100 or anything like that. But we had a meal together and yeah, spent some time and it was just lovely.
Good,
remembering, you know, remembering that we care for each other. I think that was the important thing. That was the discussion actually around the table.
Wow, it's a good discussion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it started off because someone said, without you having a therapy hat on, Georgina, what makes you feel loved?
Yeah.
My sister always says to me when she phones or contacts me from Israel, she always says, I want to talk to you, but I want to talk to you as a sister, not a therapist, okay? put your sister hat on.
Well, it's a good way to start the conversation, just to clarify.
Well, it is, because otherwise we go into problem solving mode right away. So that's not good.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So, and that's, well, not
happy Monday, New Year, all the same. And
yeah,
hope it's a good one. Let it be a good one.
It's, well, we can make it a good one, I think.
Exactly. As
we, yeah, as long as we have health and running water and heat, which a lot of people don't.
Running water is a big deal. I grew up without running water.
Did
so
you?
I was very proud when I bought my first house. It's like, running water, yes.
Well. Good start makes you appreciative. Where did you grow up, Shan?
Up in northwestern Ontario, right near the border of Manitoba.
Okay.
The last town is called Kenora, but I'm from a village north of there that on a busy day had about 300 people called Menaki.
Mm-hmm.
Far, far away.
Not far away, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but really, when I turn the tap on in the morning, I really say thank you. Because we take it so much for granted, just water.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Clean and safe.
Clean and safe and available. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have to remember how lucky we are.
Yes.
All right. Got a nice group this morning. Carrie, Elise, can we see you? Not your pretty dogs. I'd like to see you too. And Perry also. Judith, good morning. Eva, good morning.
Good morning.
Lainey. And here comes Dee. Good.
Here's the tree.
Sorry, I'm working. That's funny. Okay. Yes. It's what you can do when you're working from home. You can take time off and disappear into a meditation. That's great. Okay. All right. People coming in, Carrie and Pat. Any questions or concerns before we start?
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
Any questions or concerns before we start? And if not, please mute yourselves. I'll mute you, Carrie. Oh, you did it already. Okay. It's good. People are still coming in. It's great. So today we're going to be working on really finding out more about who we are and how we can best let go of parts we don't need and hold on and nurture the parts of us that are the best part of us, the highest self, the best self of us. And just acknowledge that we are all everything. I think that's the strongest learning that we can do. And when we learn that we are all everything, it allows us to accept other people in an easier way. What do I mean by that? If we recognize that we're all kind and all unkind, and we're all stupid and we're all smart, it's just a piece of us that we use every day that makes us who we are. And we have choice. So know that as kind as you think you are, you've also, I know that I do, sometimes be unkind. But it's a choice we make. And if we are being unkind, then understand that we're using our lower self, not our higher self. We all make mistakes. We all do dumb things. All of us. I don't care how intelligent or smart we are. There are parts of us that are stupid and not smart at all. Because we're everything. Everyone is everything. We're never one thing. Look, even Hitler loved his dog and his mistress, right? We have everything within us. And what we choose to use, if we choose to use jealousy or ridicule, or we choose to use negativity, or we choose to use the downside of everything, then understand that that's a choice. It's not who we are. It's just a piece of who we are. We're like a jewel, a finely faceted jewel. As you turn it, you get different facets, different pieces of you that can come through. So how you live, how you choose to live with others is totally your choice. Even as you know from reading some books, that about people who are terminally ill, how they choose to live. They make their life as full as they can, never mind what. It's choice. So it's good to recognize that. And that's what we're going to be working on today. It's a time of renewal and appreciation. And once you decide to be your best self, it changes your world. That I can promise you. It totally changes your world. Okay. So when you're ready, I can stop preaching now. When you're ready, just close your eyes and make yourself comfortable. And make sure your phone is off and you're muted, please. And close your eyes and do whatever you need to do to make yourself comfortable. Just make sure your arms and legs are in a place that they feel comfortable and relaxed. And start to follow your breath. And begin to experience the full presence of each other in this group. Allow yourself to feel the energy of kindness, acceptance, and love from this group. And because of our shared humanity, because of our differences, this is where gratitude begins. And at this time, as we've been blessed, let us bless one another to be a blessing. Breathe in and breathe out. Become aware of your breath as we share this breath with all that breathes. Feel the love of the universe flowing through this community into you. And your out-breath goes out into the universe again. Let the love of all the universe, your love, flow outward to its height, its depth, its broad extent, knowing that you are more than you know. As I count from 1 to 20, just allow your mind, your body, and your spirit to relax. Following your breath, counting down now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Deeper down. 6, 7, 8. Doing whatever you need to do to just let go. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Deeper down, letting go. 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Find yourself in a place where you feel really safe. It could be inside or outside, real or imagined. It's your safe place. And find somewhere to sit, and as you sit, allow yourself to drift down, 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 deeper down, where you feel safe, you feel secure, you feel in control. Releasing, letting go, as I invite you to journey with me to release the old and welcome the new It can be old feelings or thoughts or energy that no longer serves you well, if they ever did. Allow yourself at this time to access those thoughts and feelings from a distance as you journey along. Allow yourself without judgment to recognize these feelings and memories, that they had a purpose at that time. They did their job. But for today and tomorrow, and all the tomorrows after tomorrow, they are no longer needed or wanted. This is a journey of your imagination, and you can either visualize the journey, imagine the journey, or think the journey. Whichever way you decide to take the journey, it is your journey. If you so desire, this is the time to let go of emotional and intellectual clutter that clouds your thoughts and feelings and your life. There are times in our lives when all the signs seem to be pointing in a particular direction. Our thoughts and dreams echoed in the songs and stories we hear and the media we see. Maybe the message we're getting from the universe doesn't make sense in the real world, but somewhere inside, these urges feel right. Maybe you feel you're being told to move to a new city or a new place or a new job where your life is just fine. Or maybe you feel desired to pursue a new direction which never really interested you before. When we spend time getting in touch with our higher self, our intuition sends us directives to lead us to become our best and most fulfilled self. And when we're open and listening, the next step is to take action and go for it. Now, taking action doesn't have to be dramatic or huge. It can be recognizing what we have already and acknowledging it and amplifying it. So let's start with the body, your body. Most of us have two of what we need and one of what we need within and on the surface of our body to live a good life. Our eyes to see beauty, our ears to hear music. And mostly our body works as it needs to as we rush or amble our way through life. It's a good place to start. Love and respect your body, whatever shape it takes on. It's doing the work to enable the soul to live the life you have chosen. I suggest you spend some time every morning acknowledging those parts we mostly ignore. I know it sounds funny, but don't forget to include your toes, your earlobes, your elbows, the back of your knees, all part of that mostly ignored harmonious architecture that makes up the working of our human being body. Take time every morning to recognize it and say thank you. That's right. Commit to saying thank you to your body every morning. Now let's focus on that part of us that's our thinking mind. It does so much for us without thanks or recognition. It takes in and processes, it analyzes and stores millions and trillions and bits of information. Sometimes too much. We can overthink things. We can leave feeling stressed and tired. For the next few moments, allow your thinking mind just to be. If thoughts arise, just send them loving kindness and come back to just being. given that the thinking mind does so much for us. Let's offer it gratitude. Thank it for what it does to support you. Maybe for the first time ever, offer kindness and grateful thanks to your thinking mind. We mostly take it for granted. Thank that part of you. That's right. At this time, call to mind a time when you experienced a difficult emotion. As you hold this situation and emotion in mind, notice if there are any judgments attached to it. Is there condemnation or self-criticism? Is there self-righteousness, either strong or subtle? Notice whatever judgment might be there and see if you can soften it as you exhale. Just breathe in and exhale judgment. Breathe in, exhale judgment. The judgments which dim your light, self-judgment and the judgment of others dim your light. Breathe in and exhale judgment. Now, inhale and welcome self-compassion. So instead of judging your emotion as good or bad or right or wrong, notice the sheer fact of their presence and invite a caring attitude and a pink light to surround them. And murmur from your heart, at this moment, I offer self-compassion. At this moment, I offer self-compassion. I witness my emotion without judgment. I love, honor, and care for myself. I commit to being here for myself through all of life experiences. Take a moment to rest in the self-compassion and promise yourself to witness all emotions with understanding, without judgment. Offer yourself gratitude for this now. It's not always easy to offer compassion at any time, especially for ourselves. So as you inhale, feel this sense of love, respect, compassion, and kindness inside you. Let each exhale soften your thinking mind and any tension you might be holding around the concept of self-love, self-respect, kindness, and compassion to yourself. Do that now. And go deep inside and find where you hold your soul light. Maybe the heart, maybe the solar plexus. Notice how it shows itself to you, like a candle flame maybe, or an ember of light. Maybe you just feel it. Now allow that light to expand gently and feel it flowing through your entire being like warm, loving oil, flowing into every part of your human being, every cell of your body, filled with this glorious, golden, loving acceptance light. Become aware of that light flowing beyond you into this group, sharing with each other as the combined light flows up and out toward the light of the Creator, the one light. Feel the unconditional love and acceptance as you recognize the familiar feeling of coming home. Home to unconditional love and support. Home to the knowing and understanding that you are more than the body you inhabit at this time. Home to love and acceptance. Home to be recharged, reborn, reimagined. It is here in this home you understand you are loved. And with this love comes a joy and understanding of being part of the tapestry of life at this time. With all the connections, understandings, and responsibility that comes with having unconditional love and acceptance within your light. And you understand that as you live in this body, you are the writer of the book of life. You can edit, delete, change, expand. You're the sculptor using the clay, and you can add a piece here, take away another piece over there. You can build up areas that are weak, thin out areas that are dense and impenetrable. Should you so choose, you can create an inner structure that allows yourself to be freestanding. Your possibilities are endless. You may never be finished creating yourself, always in a state of becoming. With faith in your recovery process and trust in your higher power, you can create a new being from all that you have inherited through your DNA, through your ancestors, through the wise ones, choosing only the kindest, wisest knowing from your elders, choosing only the beneficial energies from your soul journey and your current learning. At this time, you're choosing to take only the very best parts of yourself through time, space, dimension, and perception. This is your time to choose truly who and how you are, what you wish to take forward with you, and what you need to let go. And as you move forward into tomorrow and all the tomorrows after tomorrow, understand that who you are and how you are is your choice. It is your choice. Choose yourself to move forward. Choose the parts of you wish to use and the parts of you wish to let go. And any pain or negativity you're holding from the past in your spirit, mind, body, or cell memory, let it be released now and resolved forever in the white light of spirit of all there is. And let them be replaced with joy, health, and the constant awareness of your connection with the universe, the constant connection with the choice of who you are and who you are becoming. Always the Creator's light surrounding you and nurturing you for the rest of your compassionate, never-ending lives. And now is the time to call to mind someone you know who's having a difficult time right now, whether it be people at war, people in hunger, people in your family having a hard time. You may have suffered a loss. Bring that person in front of you. Imagine them sitting in front of you. Get a feeling for their presence and from your best self. Offer this phrase of loving kindness to them. May you live in safety. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. When we connect to these phrases, opening our heart in this way, we're opening ourselves the possibility of including rather than excluding, of connecting rather than overlooking, of caring rather than being indifferent. And ultimately, we are open in this way to all beings everywhere, without distinction, without separation, part of the tapestry of life, our life. As we say, may all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. All people, all animals, all creatures, all those in existence near and far, known to us and unknown to us. All living beings on the earth, in the air, in the water. May all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. And feel the energy of this aspiration extending infinitely in front of you. Let your light shine either side of you, behind you, above and below, as your heart extends in countless ways, leaving nothing and no one out. May all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. At this time, understand that you are more than you know and more beloved than you know. Take up what power is yours to create a haven, to make of earth a heaven, to give hope to those you encounter, that they may know safety from inner and outer harm, that they may be happy and at peace. Be the blessing you already are. That is enough. Be the blessing you already are. That is enough. Take your light into your heart and know it's there always. And as you recognize that light in yourself, so you will recognize it in others. That is enough. Take a deep breath and slowly bring yourself back into your body, into your full awareness, and give grateful thanks for your ability to find your light and share it. As I count from 10 to 1, bring yourself back. Coming back now, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and one, and bring yourself back and be the blessing you already are, because that is enough. Okay, let's make sure everybody's back. Perry, you back? Sue, are you back? Good. Come on back. I just want you back. Make sure you're back. Okay. Good. Just think, if everybody knew to be the blessing they already are, imagine how different the world would be. Yeah, I often think that. Mm-hmm. Everybody back? Good. Any comments or questions or concerns? No. Yes, Shan. No, I thought you had your hand up. You didn't. Okay, this is being recorded. So it's on, it's a podcast. So if you want to listen to it again, it'll be up in a few days. All right. No questions, no comments. Did it work for everybody? Let me do this way. Did it not work for anybody? Okay. All right. So Happy New Year, everybody.
Thanks, Georgina. Happy New Year to you as well.
Okay.
Happy New Year's. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. And Happy New Year to everyone. Thank you.
Yes. See you next week. See you, Colin.
Bye.
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 Good to see you, Marianne.